stuff.
Okay. If you have an interest in cooking and stuff, there is a rug hooking museum in Nova Scotia. And it's awesome. And the people up there, the way they hook, there's like two different styles. A lot of them hook like this. But if you go to Cheticamp, they hook totally different. They use wool. And it's like almost, it'll look like rug punching instead of, and they do little mats.
So is there anyone here that does that style?
Okay, we're going to do show and tell, and then we're going to do our mats. So how many people did we have here for the mats? One, two, me, three, four. That's it?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Patty Poopas.
Oh, hi. I'm making a rug for my niece that's getting married, so I have the date and their names and the flowers.
Oh, beautiful.
That's going to be like her bouquet.
And what's your name?
Carol Manning.
And you're from?
I'm from Falmouth.
You're from Falmouth. And I forget, did you tell me your name?
No. Diane Chalinsky.
And you're from?
South Dennis.
And my name is Mary Rita Leyva from Harwich, Mass. And today what I'm doing is participating in sharing with you my mat swap piece, as well as my tornado rug from The Wizard of Oz. So my cow is quite interesting. And it's when you rug hook, there are various size strips that we use to rug hook. We can use recycled wool or wool that's been felted off the bolt. And you can rug hook with the 3-cut, 4-cut, 5-cut, 6-cut, right up to size 10. Depending on how much detail you'd want, you need a finer cut.
A finer cut, I see.
A finer cut is what size cut are you using, Kat?
These are 4s.
4s.
So rug right there on the table are 3s. And mm-hmm. See how defined you can see the difference?
And this is size 5, and these are size 5 cut, which is considered a medium size. What size are you using? 3?
3.
3. That's littler.
So the smaller the cut, the more detail you'd be getting. So, Lucia did a penny rug.
Is that gorgeous or what?
It's a different kind of
stitching.
It's all made with the same kind of wool. 100% wool, quality wool. We're always using 100%, or we should be using 100% wool. Whether it's recycled from a thrift shop or any type of a recycling process. But most of the wools that I'm using are from my, they're off the boat that have been over dyed or dyed or as is. These are over dyed. This is over dyed. As is would be a wool maybe off the boat that's been washed and no dye process has been done. No dye back. So, and I've been rug hooking, I think, now for 15 years. So
15?
Pretty proud of that, yeah. I became a rug hooker after my 3 children, the last child, went off to college. I was a little lonely, a little lost. I did have that emptiness syndrome, no question about it. And I took an adult education class and really fell in love with rug hooking. I like her. It's been very lasting. It's been a good friend to me. Brought a lot of good people to my life. And was very comforting at the time when I lost my mother. So, you know, it comes in handy in more ways than one.
Wonderful. Where did you, when did you learn?
When did I learn? Just 6 years ago. But I had used to vacation in Dennis Port, and the lady next door would always be sitting out there hooking rugs, and I always wanted to do it. So when I retired, I saw that there was a class, and I was so excited. It was like, is this really the old-fashioned wool? And they said, yes, it is. So, yeah. So I took the class, and I've met wonderful, wonderful friends. It's nice.
Yes,
so it's fulfilled my life in my retirement.
And what did you do before you retired?
I worked at the Falmouth Hospital in the intensive care unit for many years.
High stress.
37. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I'm enjoying this very, very much. We've got a wonderful teacher that comes to Bourne and Rochester, so I go up there for my lessons.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
And when you said you hook what you love, what did you say?
I said you usually hook with the colors that you love. I mean, many times I've been sitting in class and my teacher will say, look, and it's like I have the same colors on, and I absolutely love burgundy. So, you know. There you go. See? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. She's a really good example.
Isn't she perfect?
Yes.
But it is. It's perfect today. Yeah, this is where all my little strips go. And my pin cushion and scissors and everything, just right in one little packet.
Take them in.
Yes.
Yeah. The problem is as you, if you design as you go along, you keep changing your mind and pulling things out. So
this started in 2009. Oh.
Oh, he's. See, I keep changing him. At one point, he was in a square tank, and then I said, no, I don't want him in a tank. So I started to change the edge. Eventually, it'll be about 6 feet. It was for my golden retriever, and she passed away last year.
Oh, no.
I did another one for my border collie that was a sheep. But every time you put them down on the floor, your dogs immediately go for them, or your cats. They love them, so they're all over them. So this is in the process, and... it will be finished someday, my opus, but I always have, you know, other projects going on in between it, you know, because I knit and I spin and I, you know, needle felt and do all of those things, so I take fiber in my diet to a different level. So it does kind of tend to get a little bit confusing, but it'll change. I'm sure I'll pull things out as I go along, and I haven't decided what I want to put along in the border.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then will it go on the floor somewhere?
Yeah.
Do people generally use the rugs?
I think they do. You know, this will either go on the floor, or I do have one big wall space that I will put it up. You know, but I, most of my rugs are on the floor or on tables, on pillows, on the wall. I just have a lot of windows in my house, so it's hard to put them all up on the walls, you know. But pretty much every surface is covered with some kind of rug, even if it's a mug rug, the little tiny thing, you know, or pins. But, yeah, pretty much everything is covered with wool. I have little grandchildren now, and when they come over, it's like there's no way they could have allergies. You know, even in utero, you know, their mother was always coming over going, all right, now what is she doing? But every holiday that the kids get a hooked rug, or, you know, it's not always big ones, but they do get it. My daughter just bought a house, so she'll get, I'm working on a rug at home that I just finished this week. So.
And do you remember when you first started rug hooking?
When I first started rug hooking, I did that ugly little thing over there, and it cost me a fortune to get started with it. Yeah, so it motivated me to learn the craft and start doing it myself. You know, I still appreciate, we were talking about this earlier, I appreciate using recycled wool. I was a quilter. You know, waste not, want not kind of mentality. And I always loved hooked rugs that my husband's aunt had left behind, that her mother had made. And I have since redone those rugs because they've deteriorated and gotten to the point where they were just in such bad shape. But having done that rug motivated me to, in turn, go and learn how to do it myself. You know, make my own designs. And my second rug was actually a Ukrainian icons, because I do Ukrainian Easter eggs. So I've done, yeah, those are just little pins that I do to teach the craft. But I've done other rugs that have the Ukrainian icons and then all the crisscross symbols and stuff, which is more like counted cross stitch when you start doing things. So, and then you have stuff like this, which is, you know, you throw back a Guinness and make sure you relax while you're doing it, so it changes as it goes along.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I go to most of my stuff. I over dye now, but I will buy store-bought wells. But I'll over-dye.
The difference. What's over-dyed?
I'll go to what I call the Goodwill store instead of the Goodwill store. And when they have, like, the tag sales or something, I'll find a piece of wool, and then you take it and you dye it and you over-dye the wool.
Okay.
Because you have to process the wool before you actually hook it. Because when you wash it, and it kind of felts it a little bit. You don't want it felted, but you do want it full it, kind of, it, where it tightens it up so that it's, you know, it's tighter. So it doesn't fray.
Yes.
You do have thicker ones.
Otherwise it would fray.
Right. So stuff like this, you know, you'll have all your different pieces. And you throw them in. See how this is kind of modeled?
Yeah.
You want stuff like that. If you do different thicknesses. You know, different thicknesses. This is Surrey silk that somebody gave me. Every rug I try to put in what I call a piece of poison, because I love magpies, you know, and they collect little things. So I have, for example, a kayak lady who's holding her kayak and she's kissing the kayak, but on her she has a rock that I painted a lobster on. She has an earring.
What do you call it?
So yeah, I know. A doohickey. Whatchamacallit?
Lobster.
Yeah, but you'll see that these kind of end up getting kind of different colors, almost like batiked and modeled. You might notice it, and that's what gives it motion when you start mixing all that stuff. And you know, I like stuff that's a little bit more freeform. You know, I don't like kits.
Do you hook every day?
I do now. I'm a retired school teacher, so and librarian from my last 12 years of teaching. I taught in Connecticut, and I pretty much hook every day. If I'm not hooking, I'm dyeing, I'm spinning, I'm doing some kind of fiber, and I'm married to a retired math teacher who's very linear and who does absolutely nothing like this, you know. And he's always like, what's for dinner tonight? You know, like another bowl of wool, you know? And even my kids, you know, when they come over, it's like, oh, I can smell the wool boiling because I have certain pots that I, you know, I'll dye the wool in and stuff. So, but it's a hit or miss. It's a learning curve all the time. And then we get together once a week here.
Once a week?
Once a week we get together here on a Monday morning with a group of women, and we hook and we discuss things.
That
and
the
we
Cranberry
go out.
Guild
yeah.
does.
Well, it's not necessarily the guild. It's still, this was formed a lot, many years ago, and I just kind of like got lucky to move to a town that had it because I learned how to hook down in Connecticut. So, but there's another woman that I wanted to refer you to, and her name is Jessie Turbain. I have her book over here, one of her many books, but she's a plethora of knowledge. She does a lot of evaluations on rugs, and she's also running a registry where people, what's that?
She's in Dedham.
I thought it was Westford or something like that.
Maybe Westwood.
They're close.
Westwood.
Dedham or Westwood.
Yeah. Right.
So familiar. I think I have her number somewhere.
Okay.
But she also she's doing this thing called a registry where people can pay, I think it's $10 or something, and have their rugs photographed, registered, and archived in this, and so she's a really good resource in terms of understanding the history and how, you know, Canadian rugs.
Right, they were talking about the Cheticamp rugs.
Yeah, yeah, and those are very fun.
And we were
fun.
Wondering, because there's a lot of back and forth between Watertown and Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
We're wondering, are there any older women there that do Cheticamp?
Oh, they might, yeah. Yeah. Well, we had quite a few of our village elders that have gotten sick in the past couple weeks, and they've had surgery, so they called and canceled. I was like, no, I need you. You know, we're going to come to your house, and we're going to sit next to your bed, and you are going to, you know, but they have stories to tell as well.
Oh, I bet.
And there are a lot of hookers in Massachusetts, and then some days we're strippers, but you know, we do all of that kind of fun stuff. But
so tell me a little bit about the Cranberry
There are some older members here that have been here for a while. It was at one point the largest rug hooking, or second largest in the nation. We used to have a huge membership, but again, because of either people passing away or moving, and after this winter, half of them may move down to Florida. But there are quite a few. It's been around for a while. I've only been a member probably for 4 years now, you know, and then they ended up voting me in as the president, and I think they couldn't find anybody else. It was my turn. So I'm making them regret it because I talk so much. But I did copy our newsletter for you, the last two newsletters, so that you can have a copy of them. You can walk on it, but I just don't want you to trip. But I, just to give you an idea of what I do it. Every member does a little bit different. That one's the unedited version. So I have, this is our November one, and some of it's repetitive.
If you think of it, you could just say to people, there are some magazines for sale over there. That's all.
Okay, good. Great. So that'll give you some ideas of some of the other events that are coming through. One of them I think I wrote on because there was a hook-in in February that was rescheduled. Maybe this is the January. Now, where's the March one?
Here's the March one. Oh, no, that looks like the March
version. That's interesting. What did I do with it? The most updated one. I wrote it down. Did I write it in here? Maybe I did it in the other one. But there's another hook in, and I want to say it's June 13th. I thought I wrote it in here. That was canceled. But this also gives you some idea of some of the events. I try to include it. And next year we're going to be moving. We just voted it in. If we get accepted, we'll be moving to the Harwich Center, which I'm very excited because they're much more technology advanced. So we could do presentations and more, you know. Yeah. And a lot of these women will definitely benefit from a YouTube video or, you know, that just if we could do the presentations just to continue the art. So, but it's really very fun. I mean, I do, you know, I'll just get a piece of wool and just design something, and it doesn't have to be anything difficult. You know, it's like coloring with wool. So it's definitely a wonderful art. So